Okay, so we will continue with our discussion. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so we have been discussing the lifespan of those living entities who live for more than the kalpa of a Brahma. So finally we have come to the stage where the lifespan of Brahmaji itself was described, Dviparartha. And it is mentioned, now we are starting 38th verse. Kaloyam Dviparardhakyo Nimesha Upacharyate Avyakritasyanantasya Hyanader Jagadatmanaha. The span of two Parardhas, the lifetime of Brahma, is represented by one Nimesha of the Supreme Lord. This is not literal. Till now it was literal. This is not literal. So you can, it's not to say that, oh, now I know. If 100 years of Brahmaji's life is one Nimesha, then now I can calculate how much would be one day of the Supreme Lord and 100 years of Supreme Lord. It might come in many quadrillions of years, but nevertheless, I have it figured out. He also has a lifespan. This is not, that is why it is mentioned, Kaloyam Dviparardhakyo Nimesha Upacharyate. Is Nimesha for the Supreme Lord. Who is that Supreme Lord? Avyakritasya, who is beyond change. Anantasya, without end. Anadir, without beginning. Jagadatmana is the cause of the universe. So these qualifiers are given to describe the Supreme Lord, just to indicate that this usage of the word Nimesha is only figurative. It is not literal. It should not be taken literally. Because if taken literally, it would conclude that the Supreme Lord also has a lifespan which comes to an end. Which is not so. That is why, in order to establish that it is the word, the usage of the word Nimesha is figurative, therefore these other qualifiers are given. Avyakritasya, Anantasya, Anadir, Jagadatmanaha, and so on. Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, the great sage Maitreya has given a considerable description of the time of different dimensions, beginning from the atom up to the duration of the life of Brahma. Now, he attempts to give some idea of the time of the unlimited personality of Godhead. He just gives a hint of his unlimited time by the standard of the life of Brahma. It's just a hint. The entire duration of the life of Brahma is calculated to be less than a second of the Lord's time, and it is explained in Brahma Samhita. Yasyaika nishvasita kalam atavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanataha Vishnur mahan saiha yasya kala visheshu Govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yasya yeka nishvasita kala, the one exhalation time, ata avalambya, taking shelter of that one exhalation time, jivanti lives. The lifespan, one exhalation time of the Supreme Lord is a lifespan of Loma Vilaja, is Brahmaji. Jagadandanataha, there is not one, there are many, many. many many brahmas live for the time it takes for Lord Vishnu to exhale. For this personality to exhale, who is this personality? Vishnur Mahan, Mahavishnu. Sa iha yasya kala vishesho. He is an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of this personality. Who is he? Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Like that. Later Prabhupada writes, there is complete agreement between Srimad Bhagavatam and the Brahma Samhita. Eternal time is never lost along with the life of Brahma. Brahma may die, but time will continue to move. It will not stop for Brahma's birth or death. It continues, but it has no ability to control the Supreme Personality of Godhead because the Lord is the controller of time. In the spiritual world, there is undoubtedly time, but it has no control over activities. Time is unlimited and the spiritual world is also unlimited since everything there exists on the absolute plane. Kaloyam paramanvadir dviparardanta ishvarah naiveshitum praburbhumna ishvaro dhama maninam maninam. Time is the controller from the duration of a paramanu to Brahma's complete life of two parardhas. Kalaha ayam ishvarah. From the duration of a paramanu, someone may have a lifespan of a paramanu or someone may have a lifespan of dviparardha. Doesn't matter. Supreme Lord in the form of time controls their lives. Na eva ishitum praburbhumna. Na eva ishitum. Na eva prabhur ishitum. But it is not possible for this time to control the Supreme Lord. Ishvarah dhamamaninam. Dhamamaninam. Time controls even the inhabitants of Satyaloka, but it is not capable of controlling the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vikarai sahito yuktair visheshadiviravritah andakosho bahirayam pancha shatkoti vistritah dashottaradikairyatra pravishta paramanuvat lakshyate antargatas chanye kotisho yandarashayah. Within the porthole of Mahavishnu, the universe composed of, now from the point of view of time, the insignificance of Brahmaji was described. Now from the point of view of size, the insignificance of the universe which is controlled by Brahma is going to be described. As we saw, two units, units of distance and units of time. Based on units of time, the insignificance was established. Now based on the unit of distance, it is going to be described. Within the pore hole of Mahavishnu, the universe composed of 16 transformations and 8 elements measuring 50 crore yojanas, panchashat koti vistrita, covered by the 7 layers of elements. So 50 crore yojanas is only the diameter of the universe. Further, 50 crore yojanas, it has a 50 crore yojana covering of earth, 500 crore yojana covering of water, 5000 crore yojana covering of fire, and so on. Like that, 8 layers are there. Individual. Is only the Bhumandal's diameter. Beyond the Bhumandal, the 8 layers are there. Each 10 times. Earth is same. Water is into 10. Fire into 10, air into 10, ether into 10, then yeah, అహంకార్ మహతత్వాన్ ప్రధాన్ ఈచ్ ఇంటూ 10, 10, 10, విచ్ మీన్స్ ద యాక్చువల్ యూనివర్స్ ఆఫ్ 500 మిలియన్ యోజనాస్ ఈస్ అన్బిలీవబ్లీ స్మాల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ విజిబుల్ విత్ ఆల్ దోస్ లేయర్స్. దాట్ యూనివర్స్ లుక్స్ లైక్ అ పరమాణు వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద పోర్ హోల్ ఆఫ్ మహావిష్ణు, విచ్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ కాంట్ బి సీన్. ఎ పరమాణు కెనాట్ బి సీన్. దట్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇండికేటెడ్ హియర్. కెన్ యూ ఇమాజిన్? అండ్ దట్ లార్డ్ ఈస్ లయింగ్ ఆన్ ద కారణోదక ఓషన్. సో హౌ బిగ్ ద కారణోదక ఓషన్ ఇస్? Within the four holes of Mahavishnu, the universe composed of 16 transformations and 8 elements measuring 50 crore yojanas, covered by 7 layers of elements, 7 or 8 depending on you count pradhan or not, which are 10 times thicker than the previous layer, appears like a paramanu. Millions of other universes also within the Lord's pores appear small as well, just to show the insignificance. He is the expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Okay, let's move on to the last verse of this chapter. తదాహుర్ అక్షరం బ్రహ్మ సర్వకారణ కారణం విష్ణోర్ధామ పరం సాక్షాత్ పురుషస్య మహాత్మనః. విష్ణోర్ధామ పరం సాక్షాత్, ద బాడీ ఆఫ్ మహావిష్ణు, ద సుప్రీం సోల్, ద పురుష ఈజ్ సెట్ టు బి ద ఇండిస్ట్రక్టిబుల్ బ్రహ్మన్, ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కాసెస్. శిల ప్రభుపాద్ రైట్స్ హియర్ ఇన్ ద పర్పోర్ట్, Lord Mahavishnu, who is resting in yoga nidra on the causal ocean and creating innumerable universes by his breathing process, only temporarily appears in the Mahatattva for the temporary manifestation of the material worlds. He is eternal, but his manifestation in the material world is temporary. He is a plenary portion of Lord Shri Krishna, and thus, although he is non-different from Lord Krishna, his formal appearance in the material world as an incarnation is temporary. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Calculation of Time from the Atom. So it's about 11:35 now. I don't want to start a new chapter. We can start bhajans glorifying the Acharyas and Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and then we will have Pushpanjali. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, and then we will convene back at 2 o'clock, and then we will go on, maybe till 5, 5:30 we will go on with some break in between.